Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 180 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Michael Schmicker's book, What Comes Next? An investigative reporter uncovers quantum physics' hidden afterlife hypothesis. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to read from an extract entitled, What Could Life Be Like in a Non-Physical Afterlife State? And this is what Michael has written. Near-death experience reports are anecdotal, and they cover only a short time in the verified after-death state, hours at most. But they do offer us a starting point for trying to develop a conceptual model of the afterlife experience. Psychiatrist and NDE researcher Bruce Grayson is Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry and Neurobehavioral Sciences at the University of Virginia and a giant in the field of NDE research. In 1978, he co-founded the International Association of Near-Death Studies and for 27 years edited the Journal of Near-Death Studies, the only scholarly journal dedicated to near-death research. He's also a Distinguished Life Fellow of the American Psychiatric Association, the highest honour bestowed by that organisation. In his book, A Doctor Explores What Near-Death Experiences Reveal About Life and Beyond, he includes a chapter summarising what NDE experiencers have reported regarding conditions they found in the non-physical state. Here are some of the highlights. Question: Where is the afterlife? It's not necessarily a physical place, but rather a state of consciousness. Some 75% of experiencers say that they went to an unfamiliar realm or dimension without putting a label on it. Most said it couldn't be described in words. When pressed, they used a variety of metaphors ranging from religious terms like heaven or hell to nature terms like a beautiful valley or a meadow or to outer space. But even when pressured, almost half insisted they still couldn't find any familiar label at all that fit it. Question: Is it pleasant or unpleasant? Some 86% said it was primarily pleasant, 8% reported it was unpleasant, and 6% said neither. Question: Do you meet deceased family and friends? In the afterlife state, some do, some don't. 66% of NDE experiencers report meeting at least one other person. Two-thirds of those meetings involved meeting a deceased person. If you do meet someone who has passed on, they are overwhelmingly likely to be family. In a 2001 study by Grayson's colleague, Emily Williams Kelly, of the Department of Psychiatric Medicine at the University of Virginia, she found that 95% of the deceased individuals encountered by NDE experiences were relatives. Only 5% were friends or acquaintances. Jeffrey Long, MD, created the Near-Death Experience Research Foundation, which boasts over 1,300 NDE cases from around the globe, the largest NDE database in the world. Long's data shows that reunions are almost always joyful, not like the scary encounters seen in a ghost movie. As Long said, although many deceased loved ones prior to death were elderly and sometimes disfigured by arthritis or other chronic illnesses, the deceased in their near-death experience are virtually always the picture of perfect health and may appear younger, even decades younger, than they did at the time of their death. Those who died as very young children may appear older, but even if the deceased appears to be a very different age than they were when they died, the NDE experiencer still recognises them. Question: How do you communicate? According to Long's research data, non-verbal telepathy is the type of communication that takes place during almost all near-death experiences in which communication is described. Question: will you meet God? You will likely meet a divinity of some sort, but it may not be the God you expect. Some 90% report encountering some kind of divine or godlike being. 33% of experiencers identify the being they encounter with the God or leader of their particular religion. A bearded, blue-eyed Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Allah, the Chinese goddess Kuan Yin, the Celtic deity Serenus. But the majority, 66%, don't meet a specific religious deity at all. Instead, they encounter an intelligent, non-specific being described as a light, a presence, or an all-loving deity for whom the tomb god is too puny. Even some avowed atheists report encountering a divine-like presence. Many experiences come away from their NDEs, concluding we are all divine. Grayson personally struggled with the results. He was raised in a scientific household without a strong sense of the divine. He said, "I was uncomfortable with the overwhelming number of experiencers who described meeting some kind of godlike being. But," he says, "science can't pick and choose which evidence is worth pursuing and which can be ignored. If we claim to be the skeptics, we can't reject the observations that contradict our worldview and accept those that agree with our views, without looking at the data. As Sigmund Freud warned us, if one regards oneself as a skeptic, it is a good plan to have occasional doubts about one's skepticism." Question. Most importantly, do you remain you? Yes, while your senses may be altered, your personality and your memories remain. You continue to think, feel, and remember, just like you do in your physical life. You remain you. Beyond this limited scientific data, we largely enter the world of religious belief or philosophical speculation. Does the afterlife last for eternity? What do we do in the afterlife? Do we play, sleep, learn, move on to a higher state, reincarnate? Voltaire once wrote, "It is no more surprising to be born twice than once." For a sample of the serious scientific evidence for reincarnation, try the book Before by Jim Tucker, MD, Professor of Psychiatry and Neurobehavioral Sciences at the University of Virginia. Question. Do dogs go to the afterlife too? This one particularly interests me. If not, I've got a little dog, Cassie, whom I will miss greatly. Meanwhile, after almost a century of trying, classical 19th century Newtonian science still can't explain, much less scientifically prove, how or why the physical brain, a 3-pound bag of fat, water, protein, carbohydrates, salts, and electrical impulses, can produce our subjective, inner, personal experiences. We experience self-awareness, I exist. We think, plan, analyze, choose. We feel love and spiritual, mystical epiphanies. We feel empathy for others. We feel hope and dread, happiness and sadness, joy and despair. Atoms don't. If we're only made of atoms, why do we? It's famously called the hard problem in neuroscience. In July 2023, believers in the assumption that mind is the product of the brain suffered a spectacular public embarrassment. It led Nature, the most cited scientific journal in the world, to flatly declare, despite a vast effort, researchers still don't understand how our brains produce consciousness. By my 50s then, based on my research, I knew that classical Newtonian science couldn't explain the strong evidence from NDE research and other lines of evidence, such as deathbed visions, that our consciousness survives death. Today I was reading from Michael Schmicker's book, What Comes Next? An investigative reporter uncovers quantum physics' hidden afterlife hypothesis. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book on verified near-death experiences is out now on Amazon and other great bookshops, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife, or click on the button on my homepage, pastlifeshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.